Birkas HaTorah is one of the unique brachas, because generally speaking, most brachas, most blessings are midrabanan, are rabbinical commandments. There are very few blessings which are biblical commandments. One of the most accepted ones being biblical, everyone agrees it's biblical, we could debate how much of it is biblical, V'achalta v'savata uverachta. Grace after meals, benching after one has bread. So that is a mitzvah in HaTorah. So there's the Gemara in Brachas goes into the four different Brachas. Moshe instituted Hazanas HaKol, Yoshua for Eretz Israel, David for bringing back Yerushalayim as the capital city, Shlomo for the Beis HaMikdash, and the fourth one is Harugei Beitar. So at least that best case scenario, the first three brachas are Daraisa. Perhaps we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So the third one's not Daraisa. Be as it may, is an issue of how much, and then how much you have to eat. It has to be V'achalta V'savata. If you only eat a kezayis, so maybe you're only chayav midrabanan. But fundamentally, Birkas HaMazon is a mitzvah in HaTorah. What about Birkas HaTorah? So that, the Ramban is clear. Kishem Hashem Ekra Hova Godol Okeinu. The Ramban writes, is a mitzvah in HaTorah, Birkas HaTorah. The Rambam's opinion is debated, whether the Rambam holds his daraisa at all. And then if he does, what is the nature of the bracha? So there's one machlokes whether Birkas HaTorah is daraisa or not. The Ramban holds yes. There's another debate, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah? So the Ramban seems to be clear, it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. There's different categories of blessings. There are Birkas HaNenin for food, Birkas HaMitzvahs by Mitzvahs, and Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. So the Ramban seems to be it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, while the Rambam seems sold it to Birkas HaMitzvah. That's why it's a discussion about woman chayev in Birkas HaTorah, so that's the famous Ramban. Well, even if the putter from the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, nevertheless, they'd be chayev because the part of Klai, so they got the Torah by Mehar Sinai. And that would be, either way, that's why the Mechaber brings Nosham Chayavas, but Birkas HaTorah. But if so, there are two schools of thought, whether it's the Birkas Shevach V'Hodah or it's the Birkas HaMitzvah. That could be also the famous debate between the Gra and the Mechaber. According to the Gra, you make a bracha even on Maharir B'Divrei Torah. When you're thinking in Divrei Torah, well, according to the Mechaber, that's not enough. What's the issue? Perhaps the issue is the Gra holds the Birkas HaTorah as a bracha on Talmud Torah. So when I'm thinking and learning, that's also Talmud Torah, so hence I'm required to make a bracha if I want to be Maharir B'Divrei Torah. Well, the Mechaber goes with the general shita in terms of we don't make brachas on things B'Machshava, like the famous Beis Yosef, by the reason why we make the bracha on Bior Chametz and not on Bito, even though Bito is the Daraisa, is because Bito B'Lev Sagi. We don't make brachas on things that be so to believe. But on Birkas HaTorah, we do. Well, Birkas, on learning verb, you have to verbalize it. So that's the debate whether it's Daraisa or Rabban. And let's assume like the Ramban, it's Daraisa. So we have two brachas which are in HaTorah. We have Birkas HaMazon and Birkas HaTorah. So the Mefarshim point out, it's very strange. We only have two brachas in HaTorah, yet Birkas HaMazon we make after we eat. Birkas HaTorah we make before. So if you have like hundreds of brachas, and I understand some before, some after, some in the middle. But why is it by Birkas HaTorah and Birkas HaMazon only two biblical commandments, one's before and one's after? So I think there's a Sefer Achinach that points out the physical versus spiritual. Physically, we really can't appreciate the actual Hanah until we actually partake of it or have some physical senses. But by Torah, even but spiritually, we could feel it even before. So therefore, Birkas HaTorah before Birkas HaMazon and after. But there's a famous Mesha Chachma. The Mesha Chachma says, when is the danger area? The danger area of one who's full, when you're when the bombs are falling, there's no such thing as an atheist in the foxhole. When you're starving and hungry, who else am I going to turn to? The danger area is when you're full. Who needs God anymore? So then we need to remind, that's the biblical mandate. However, by Birkas HaTorah, we hopefully, once you start learning, the Torah itself will protect you. The danger is before you start learning. And that's the famous Meshach Chochma, the difference. How come the Gemara says, when one who says Ashrei three times a day is Zoche to Olam Haba, yet one who says how every day is a Magadev and Macharev? Last I checked, they're both from the Sefer Tehillim, so why is one great, one terrible? The answer is, the Meshach Chochma says, because when do you say Hallel? When a nace happens, I'm sending mimala miderach hateva, and therefore, one who has an attitude that you only see God when a miracle happens, what have you done for me lately? Then you're magadev. You don't appreciate the everyday things. But one who says Ashrei Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, you see, one who sees God in the everyday things, he's going to be zocha to Olam Haba, because it's not, you have to not only see God in the Nisim, you got to see him in the everyday things. And that's what as well, that's how they explain that the days between Purim and Lag BaOmer are 64, but between Pesach and Shavuot is 49, the series of sevens and series of eight. So seven's usually the Derech HaTeva. We got the 7 weeks, and we waited, we got Matan Torah. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to accept the Torah in Har Sinai. But by Purim, it's a Nistar and Lag BaOmer, where Shimon Yochai revealed the Zohar, so that's the Nistar. So we have to see. So that's what the Meshach Chochma is saying here, that it's not enough to see God. We have to appreciate the Nisim. We say Hallel. But if all we see is the Hallel, the Nisim of Falls, and we don't see the everyday things, then we're a Magadev and a Machare. And hence, by Birchus Amazon, the danger area is after. Is v'yachalta v'savatu v'yrachta. That's when the Torah mandates. But Birchus HaTorah, because we want you learning Lishma, we want you learning for the right reasons. And once you learn for the right reasons, the Torah will protect you. And therefore, as we prepare for Matan Torah, we want to keep this in mind, that the Torah and the Torah Lishma is going to protect us. As the Iglei Tal writes, what is Torah Lishma? People think Torah Lishma is, he says, people are mistaken on the definition of Torah Lishma. They think is they're learning because they're forced into it, they have to. But Iglei Tal says that one who's machadesh and yisameach umisaneg vigodo, he says people don't think that's Lishma, but he says it's the opposite. The opposite is that is Torah Lishma. Because how does Torah become part of you is only when you're actually going to feel it. And that's why he points out that's why we have the Rabbeinu Tam, who points out in Brachas that the Harevna is a continuation of the Lasok B'Divrei Torah. And in other words, that's the connection, that you have to learn Torah, v'harevna. It has to be an enjoyable thing. And therefore, that's the ultimate Torah Lishma. It's the Mizaneg, and that's what we have to do. We have to, all the time, and especially now, when we prepare for Yenta v'Shavuos, we have to find things we enjoy. We have, whatever the basics, whatever the minimum we have to know, we have to know. But the things, whether it's Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, learning Be'ian, whether it's Tanakh, whether it's Halacha, whether it's Machshava, we have to find the things that give us the Tainug, and that's the ultimate Torah. And we learn for the sake of Torah Lishma, when it's like Avram Lecha Chola Hanascha, where we learn for the sake of learning and enjoyment, that's the ultimate level of Torah Lishma.